Hello.
Hi, this is Steve Dave from Royco's Tree Service and Lawn and Grass, and I needed to let you know we accidentally sprayed your lawn earlier today.
Uh-huh.
It's genetically modified DNA stuff that we spray onto the grass. It's not a big deal or anything.
Sorry, I don't understand.
We meant to spray a house down the street from you, but some of the numbers got transposed, so we accidentally did your lawn instead.
Okay. What does that mean?
It just means it's this genetically modified stuff. It's going to change your grass and make it blue.
And my grass in the backyard?
Yeah, well, in the entire yard. We did the entire lawn, and it's going to slowly turn from green into blue. And it's also not going to grow as fast anymore, so you won't have to mow it as much.
Okay. Your name again and your company?
My name is Steve Dave. I'm with Royco Tree Service and Lawn and Grass. And it's like GMO crops, you know? But this is for lawns, and it's going to turn all of your blades of grass blue.
And your name again is... I'm sorry, because you're kind of breaking up.
Oh, Steve Dave.
Steve Dave. Okay. Now, I just had that lawn put in.
Uh-huh.
This year.
Oh, well, you're welcome. I mean, now you won't have to mow it as
no.
much.
No. Well, I'm going to check with my landscaper.
Uh-huh.
And I may have you replace it.
Oh, no, it's fine. It's going to be the same grass. It's just going to grow slower, and it's going to be...
But it's going to turn blue?
Yeah, it's going to be more blue than green, but you know what? Now you won't be such a poser. You'll have a different color of lawn, and if you ever want to use our services, we can change it to a different color. This is like a new thing we're offering. So, I mean, you're probably going to want this eventually anyway, because everyone else is going to get it.
So whose house were you supposed to do?
Oh, some other guy. We're not allowed to give out customer information, but it was just a few blocks up here on the same street.
Okay, and you did the front and the back?
Yeah, the entire lawn. It's going to turn blue.
Okay, I think you've got the wrong number because I don't have a lawn in the front.
Well, it would have been the entire lawn. I didn't go there myself. It was my employees, but we did 20...
And you did that today?
Yeah, earlier today.
Nobody's been in my house, at my house.
No, it's early, like it's still dark out.
And they came into my yard?
Yeah, well, it's a special type of chemical. It needs to be applied when the sun's not out yet, so it cures properly.
Okay, because we're up at 5 a.m., and I didn't hear anybody in the backyard.
Oh, no, it was before that. It would have been more like...
Before 5?
Yep.
Okay.
Not a big deal. It's just going to be more of a shade of blue than green. And you can tell your landscaper to maybe only come once a month instead of twice or whatever.
Okay.
Because it's going to grow slow. You won't want to go barefoot out there, though.
Okay.
It's not dangerous. It's not dangerous. It's just there's going to be these little tiny... the best way to describe them is like little stalks of corn on the blades of grass. And they don't hurt anything. It's just they might hurt your feet a little bit if you step on them.
Okay, because I have grandchildren that come out here.
Oh yeah, they'll be fine. It's not like getting a thorn or something in your foot. It's like stepping on a Lego. There's these tiny little stalks of corn on each blade of grass.
I don't even see anything on the lawn.
Yeah, for now it's invisible. It's modifying the DNA, and in a few days you're gonna start to notice it turn like a shade of blue. And this one is supposed to be a very deep blue when it's all finished. It's gonna be completely blue. Like the primary color.
And this is not a prank call.
Oh no, of course not, ma'am.
It sounds a little odd.
Oh no, we do lawns here in the neighborhood all the time. It's just a new service we offer, this whole genetically modified lawn thing. Because people are starting to get custom colored lawns, and they also grow a little bit
slower. And what happens if I don't want a blue lawn?
Then I'd say you're kind of an idiot, because everyone has a green lawn, so why not?
It's my lawn. Don't call me an idiot.
Well, I mean, like, everybody has a green lawn. Why would you want anything?
Because I paid for a green lawn.
I know, but that's before you knew that blue existed.
Yeah, but what if I don't want a green lawn?
Then, I don't know, what's your problem then? Like, who wouldn't want a blue lawn or a red lawn?
My husband probably not, because he's a very traditionalist.
Okay, but does he control you?
No.
Okay,
but
well, tell him.
Shared,
look
it's
here.
It's a shared home, and we both stare at it.
You stare at your lawn? That's a little weird. You're
so
saying I'm weird. You're the one staring
so
at your lawn.
Will it go away? Will it?
Will it what?
Will the blue go away at some point?
Oh no, actually, it'll start to slowly go into the neighbor's yard eventually, and so you have to kind of keep it cut there on the edges to make sure it doesn't spill over into the neighbor's yard, because it kind of takes over it. It's like modifies the DNA.
I'm losing you. You're breaking up.
Oh, I'm sorry. It modifies the DNA of the grass around it, so it's going to start seeping into the neighbor's lawn eventually. But it's cool, because they'll probably get something different, too.
Okay. So if I want my lawn back to where it was,
yep,
who do I call?
You can call us. It's a pretty simple process. It's $499 right now.
No. That was your mistake. You pay for that.
Oh, no. I think the person that got their lawn done, they wrote down the wrong number. They transposed some digits.
Yeah, so that's not my problem. I'm not paying $500 for you to fix something that you guys did.
Well, we didn't do it. I mean, it was their fault. They put the wrong address on.
I'm sorry. I don't care. It's not my fault.
Well, you should be sorry trying to scam me out of a free lawn job.
On you, when it turns blue and I say, okay, I don't want it, we've had this conversation.
Yep, and I'll be like, oh yeah, you're the one that's a fucking idiot and doesn't want a blue lawn. I mean,
and can I
everybody
your,
has
your
green.
Number again?
My phone number is on your caller ID. You never asked for it before. What do you mean again?
I'm asking for it now.
Oh, okay. You said again, almost as if you're trying to trick me or something. Into
your number?
Making me think that I gave you the number before, so why wouldn't I give it to you again?
Can you please give it to me?
Sure. Well, I mean, it'd be easier just to look on your phone. It's right there. I didn't block my number or anything. See?
And you work for Royco Tree Service?
Yes.
Okay.
We're like the only ones in this town currently offering the DNA modification stuff, but it like pretty soon everyone's going to offer it, you know? It's going to be the new thing. It's going to be about as stupid as having grass in the first place, to be honest.
If I don't want it.
Yeah, if you don't want it, you're a fucking idiot. But that's just my opinion. That's not, you know, it's...
Well, and you don't have to swear at me.
I'm not swearing at you. I'm not swearing at you. I'm just giving my opinion.
Your opinion is swearing at me and telling me that I'm a fucking idiot.
I wasn't swearing at you. It's just a general comment about you.
Well, I don't let my husband use that word, and my children use that word, so I appreciate it if you don't either.
So you don't let your husband do things? So you can.
I don't let him say that in front of me.
You can control.
I don't like
you can
it.
Control what he says, but you can't control what color the grass is.
We have a mutual relationship.
Is that why you control how he talks?
I ask him not to.
Oh.
I tell him I don't appreciate it. Please don't talk to me that way.
Because before you said let, you don't let him do that. Wait, so he's talked to you that way before? He yells?
He uses the word.
He yells the F word at you?
Please don't use that word. I don't like it.
What is he yelling
at
you?
Now, we're off topic, so let's get back on topic. If I don't want this blue lawn.
You're fucking stupid.
And I'm an idiot for not wanting a blue lawn.
A fucking idiot. A fucking idiot.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Can I will call my attorney.
No, come on.
And have you replace it.
We don't need to go there.
I will go there because at this point you're not working with me. You're working against me.
I'm trying to, but you keep cursing.
I'm cursing?
Oh, wait, no. Okay. That was me. Sorry. I get confused around this time of day.
And, you know, I asked you for your number. You said it's on my caller ID. You won't repeat it.
Because it is. It's right there. Why should I repeat it? You're wasting everyone's time. Like, just look
okay,
at your damn phone,
I'm
lady.
I'm terminating this call. I will call Royco Services, talk to the president of the company.
Oh, go
let
ahead.
Him know that my house was done by mistake.
Me and him are friends.
I'm not spending $500 to redo it. I want either them to come back and redo it, fix it, or I'm gonna file a small claim for.
Okay, well, go ahead, because our families have barbecues together. You know, me and the...
Great, I'm glad. You're buddies.
Yeah, we are.
That's good.
So, yeah,
that's
you, can,
good.
You can't
well,
do shit, lady.
Well, it was
shit,
your
lady.
Mistake, not mine. You crossed it. You trespassed my property
yep.
in the middle of the night.
Yep.
And you cause damage.
And you're getting bent out of shape because you're a fucking idiot and don't like bluegrass.
No, I'm just going to call my son-in-law who works for the county sheriff's department and let him know that we've had trespassing overnight.
Of course you have. It wasn't trespassing. We had a contract. It was signed contract.
It's trespassing because you did not have my permission to enter the property.
Well, you have to take that up with your neighbor.
Pardon?
You have to take that up with your neighbor. They put the wrong address on the form. It wasn't our fault.
I'm sorry. It's you trespassed on my property without my permission.
Well, you didn't catch us.
In the middle of the night.
You didn't catch us.
Put something in my lawn.
Something
I'm
awesome.
I'm going to file a report with the county
sheriff's
department.
Something awesome. We didn't put anything in your lawn. We just modified the DNA of your grass.
You said you did.
Yeah, but we didn't put anything in your lawn. We just modified the DNA of your grass.
You put something in my lawn to modify the lawn.
Oh, no.
The lawn.
It's not a chemical. It's more like it's radiation that we're beaming at the grass.
I don't care. You came into my yard. You did something in my yard without my permission. You trespassed.
Yeah, but we didn't put anything in your grass.
You just said, yeah, we did.
No, we changed the molecular
you
composition.
Trespassed. I'm calling the police. I'm going to let them know. I'm going to file a report right now. He's a sergeant with the burglary homicide division.
Well, that sounds like this isn't, this is not his department then. You're wasting his time.
It is. It's considered trespassing.
Are you going to tell him that you're an idiot and you don't like bluegrass? He's going to be
tell
like
him this entire conversation and I'm going to file a police report.
I don't give you permission to repeat the conversation.
Too bad. It's not attorney-client privileged.
You better not. I'm an attorney on the side, so you can't say shit.
You did not disclose that.
Well, I'm disclosing it now.
I'm going to tell him about this conversation, that somebody came into our yard, radiated my lawn with some GMO thing that I did not give permission to in the middle of the night.
Yeah, well, it's your neighbor's fault. It's not ours.
No, I don't care whose fault it is.
My brother-in-law is a judge.
I did not give you permission.
My brother-in-law is a judge, and he'll...
Good.
He'll
probably he'll, knows my son-in-law. He did bail duty for a while.
He'll rule in my favor. So take that.
It might not even be in his court, so he won't rule in your favor, so don't go there.
Oh, I know people. I'll get it moved to his court.
Oh, good. You're good. I'm glad you know people. So do I.
Yeah, I know more people than you.
Normal people use telephones to call people. They don't obsess over them.
Get a life phone, loser.
We've been trying to call you, and your name is Roy. What is your last name?
It's Gerbel.
So I'm being called on the telephone.
Yeah, just write that.
You know what? I think you better take a pill and smoke another funny cigarette and shove it up your ass. Don't you ever call this number again.
I know that the phone's not a toy. I just got a call from a Roy. The number shows up and it's spoofed. Says he's at my house replacing my roof. Man, this guy's a jerk for this. I just rushed home, left work for this. No one's at my house on my roof. This Roy guy, what a goof. We just made a non-sweet pool and the landlord says not cool. Not on the lease, my name's Roy Gerbel, unit 203. I'm a tenant from hell. There's a tunnel system attached. We found a secret hatch. Don't get smart with me and I'm tight. This is now an archaeological dig site.
Thanks, Brandon, for that intro song. Hey, everybody, you're listening to the Snowplow Show. for October 21st, 2019. This one is brought to you by Dirty Syringe, JT, high school graduate Chris J, and the Real Crazy Kraz. Thanks all of you for supporting the show and supporting the PLA and helping keep the shows going. This is pretty much all I do these days to make money is shows. So if you guys stop supporting this, I'm totally fucked. Don't do that. For just $5 a month, you get an extra show every single week. It's called The Hobo Sode. I did a pretty good one last week. It happened on Thursday, and I spent about a half hour telling people to stop being motherfuckers. Here's a small clip from one of the calls from that show.
Okay. And you keep repeating it.
Well, no, I'm just trying to make you understand that we have a strict no motherfucker policy.
I understood when you said it the first time. Did you hear me? And I was thinking, okay.
Okay, but you're
I don't know what I said, but I'll clean it up. But you know what? Fuck you, man. Fuck your fucking station, you cocksucker.
I don't know what his problem was, but if you want to hear that entire call and a bunch of others very similar to it, then you should listen to the Hobosodes. You can find those on patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.com/support. A lot of the calls on Thursday's Hobosode ended very similarly. They just cursed at me and hung up just for enforcing the no motherfucker policy. We had a brand new PLA meetup this past weekend. It was a lot of fun. Mr. Biggs was there. King Richard was there. Devin was there. We all hung out a bunch over the weekend and went to a bunch of thrift shops and vintage shops and ground control in Portland. The meetup was at the Retro Gaming Convention, and I forget exactly how many people showed up. I think there was like maybe 8 people besides us 4, and I had everyone sign a guest book, except 2 people didn't sign it. I completely forgot about it when they were there, but most people signed it. It looks like we had Ethan, we had Savannah, Eileen, Juan? Does this say Juan? He write really small. Wolfatin was there. He put his phone number in this thing. And Fetus and Chamburglar. Thanks, everybody, for showing up to the meetup. It wasn't very organized. We just kind of sat at a table for a little while, for maybe a couple hours. And then we went around and looked at vendors and played video games and stuff. And then we went and sat at a table for a little bit longer. Didn't even tell anyone that time, but someone still showed up. Some, you know, new people. I think that was Fetus and Chamburglar. So, yeah, that was awesome. That was a lot of fun. King Richard gave me a hardcover copy of the Corporate Office comic book, which just looks amazing. I'm trying to convince him to make copies of this and sell it because it is just really cool. I think everyone should have this. It's the same comic that you can find on Olga's Patreon at patreon.com/OlgaDrawsDragons. So hopefully that will be available one of these days. Thanks, Richard and Olga, for giving me this book. It's pretty great. Hopefully we'll do another meetup next year in Portland, maybe at the Retro Gaming Convention again, since that seems to happen every single year. Or maybe we'll take over Comic-Con, I don't know. Let's see, what else? Oh yeah, Carlito news. It's not the greatest news, it's kind of a bummer. I don't really want to get into it here because, god damn it, this is supposed to be a comedy show. But I'm pretty bummed about this whole Carlito thing. If you want to read about that, I will have a link to it in the show notes. But basically, he's not going to be doing a show anymore, or he doesn't think he's going to be doing a show anymore. I bet you he'll come back, though. He always comes back eventually. You can't keep Carlito down. So please check out the show notes. Go see what's happening with Carlito and the Madhouse Live show. I think it's about time for us to do some calls. So let's get started with that. But first, here's a song by Henry.
Now, you're saying that you're going to take, that you have already taken money from my wife's, our account?
It's the darndest thing.
So usually, I'm sorry, I'm a little uncomfortable doing that because usually these things, I used to be store manager, come from our DM.
It's the darndest thing.
I've never even had anyone talk to me like you are right now. My building, nothing gets done there without communicating with me.
It's the darndest thing. I got a list of numbers yesterday from Job. It's a clipboard that he took a picture of, and there's a list on it from Chipotle, which says, now hiring, and it says, please print your name, print your phone number. And he says, I took this picture today. And it looks like at least a couple of numbers are probably just completely fake. Like, one of them is like 258-LOVE.
Like, instead of the last four digits, their phone number is love. Maybe it's real. I don't know. And then the one right below that is something, 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 help. H-E-L-P. Stupid motherfuckers messing with the list. But anyway, I'm going to call these numbers and see if any of these motherfuckers will pick up.
Hello.
Hello, Brenda? Brenda, hello?
Hello.
Hi, Brenda.
Yes.
Hey.
Yes.
This is Steve Dave. I'm from the Chipotle.
Yes.
And we noticed you filled out this thing, you know, this now hiring list.
Yes.
But you seem like kind of a motherfucker. And we have this strict policy against hiring motherfuckers.
Okay.
So I just felt like I should call and tell you that, you know, we can't hire motherfuckers.
But that's funny because I'm already hired.
Well, that's the thing. They wanted me to tell you that you're not welcome here anymore because you're a motherfucker.
Who is this?
My name is Steve Dave. I work at the Chipotle.
Which one?
The one that you're hired at. Durr.
You do have to play on my phone today, huh?
No, I'm not playing it. It's just a policy here. It's a very strict policy.
Who else did you call?
Just you. I mean, you're the only motherfucker that we hired. And it's, you know, I'm sorry, but we're going to have to let you go.
You are hilarious.
No,
oh my God.
You didn't disclose that you were a motherfucker on your application here.
How do you know that?
Because there was a box and you checked it. You certified
know,
that you're not
a... I know, but how do you know that I'm a motherfucker?
Oh, no, we can just tell. After working with you, it's pretty obvious.
You didn't even know that I worked there.
Oh, no, I did. I did. I was testing you. I was going to see if you're going to be a motherfucker about it.
Oh, really? Okay.
Who's that?
I'm all set. Thank you.
What are you doing? Where are you at?
Hello.
What's happening?
Why?
Where were you?
Why?
I'm just making conversation.
Where are you at?
I'm here at the Chipotle.
What time you get off? I just left.
Oh, I probably won't see you. I work in the basement.
What?
Anyway, I got to get going. You know, I've got other things to do here. I can't just talk to you all day on the phone.
I'm sure. Okay, thank you. Yes. Goodbye.
Especially you being a motherfucker and all.
Bye.
All right, bye, Brenda. Well, she was untrollable, and that's the first one I can get to pick up. I'm sure I'm going to delete the other ones, but one of the numbers spelled the word help. That wasn't a real number. Another number spelled the word love. They just keep picking up and hanging up. Another one's not answering. So I've only got two left here on this list.
Please leave your message for 24.
That person's hitting the fuck you button. What a motherfucker. Wow, she just picks up and hangs up on me. All right, I'm going to move on to the next person on the list. That person is definitely not getting hired.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice.
And the last person is not picking up either. So I guess I'm done with this list. We only got to talk to Brenda, and Brenda is just, tee-hee-hee-hee, you're so funny. So next, I've got a list here. It's from a person who wishes to remain anonymous because they don't want to get kicked out of their local gym. It's yet another picture of a clipboard with phone numbers on it, and this appears to be the basketball sign-out sheet at his gym. So I guess I'll see if these people pick up.
Hello?
Hello, this is Kevin over at the gym. You checked out a basketball from us the other day.
It was on the 7th.
Yeah, it was on the 17th. That's the other day.
Yeah.
And looks like you had basketball number one.
One, yeah, and I turned it back in too.
Yeah. Oh no, I know you did. It's just we got some reports and we checked the security footage and we noticed that you kept standing on the basketball and rolling around on it. Like walking around.
Oh, no, that wasn't me.
Oh, no, that was definitely you. No, we saw it on the security cameras. Like, and I mean, it's nice that you have such good balance and everything. I'm sorry, what? Go ahead.
You said standing on the basketball and rolling on it?
Yeah, like a circus bear or something.
Nah, that wasn't me.
You were rolling all over the gym. You're like weaving in and out of all the other people and stuff. And
you got me confused, sir. Sorry about
being
that.
Being generally disruptive. You're kind of being a motherfucker, to be honest.
Okay. So and, what you want to do about it?
Well, it's just we have a strict policy against that. You can't do that, and that's not good for the ball. You're being disruptive, and you're just being a motherfucker.
So, again, you're a motherfucker too. What you gonna do about it? Huh?
Oh no, don't call me a motherfucker.
You want me to come up there and whip your ass?
No, no, you're not allowed to do that. That's against the rules. You can't just come in here and start fights for no reason.
Oh, but you can call me a motherfucker, huh?
Well, no, I'm not trying to name call or anything. I'm just saying that you were being a motherfucker.
Okay. I am a motherfucker. So what?
Okay.
What you going
to
do about it?
You're not allowed to be a motherfucker while you're here at the gym because,
you're going to revoke my membership?
Well, we might have to because you signed a paper that said you promised not to be a motherfucker.
Okay. Well, revoke my membership then. I don't give a fuck.
No. I don't want to do that. I'm just saying, like, when you come back in the future.
Oh, but you don't want to do that.
Can you please not be a motherfucker?
Okay, I can be a motherfucker all I want. No, can you stop sucking dick on your days off? How about that?
Well, that's none of your business, okay?
I know it is. You like to take it up the ass, too. I heard about you.
Yeah, but that's nothing wrong with that. It's 2019.
It's all the clean shit off the dick.
It's okay to be gay. It's okay to be gay. It's 2019.
That's your preference. You're right. Okay.
Yeah, but
I
know.
To be a mother.
That's my preference. Well, no, I can't do it at work, though. They won't let me suck dick at work. Don't you understand that? I'm not allowed to.
Well, you need to find a job that's equal rights for everyone.
Okay, well, maybe you need to find a gym that'll let you be a motherfucker all you want.
Okay, cool. Thank you for appreciating it.
You for appreciating it. Is that what you said?
Hello.
Hey there. This is Steve Day from the gym. You checked out a basketball from us the other day.
Yeah.
And we know
yesterday. Hold on. Yesterday.
Yeah. Yesterday.
What's today?
Oh no, I said the other day, not yesterday. The other day.
Okay. I'm like, number three was the last minute. Checked out.
Yeah. How'd you know that? How'd you know you checked out three? That's weird. Are you like Rain Man or something?
Because. Well, no, I just I remember numbers, and I also remember dropping it off, and they said it was okay.
Oh, okay. Everything well, no, we thought it was okay, but we noticed that you replaced the ball with a 3D printed ball.
Huh? What?
Like the ball that you gave us back? Like you kept the real ball apparently, and you gave us back a 3D printed ball.
Is this a joke?
No, I wouldn't joke about this. We just
excuse me.
Like I know it's basically the same thing and it's almost just as good, but it affects performance when you give us back a 3D printed ball.
Hold on, sorry. What's your name?
My name is Steve Dave.
Steve Dave?
Correct, yeah.
And you're from 24 Hour Fitness, right?
Yes.
All right, I'm writing this down.
Okay. Yeah, do you think you could bring it back next time you're in here? It's no big deal. You're not in trouble. Just we'll give you back. We'll give you back the 3D printed ball.
Trust me. I have not replaced a ball with a 3D printed ball. I don't even know anything about that. Trust me. I don't even have a 3D printer. I don't have access to any of this stuff.
Yeah, you think it'd be?
I guarantee you.
More expensive to give us a 3D printed ball. Like you didn't get a very good deal stealing this basketball like that.
All right. First of all, if you are a professional, that's not the way you talk to a client. I'm not 100% sure that you are who you are.
Right. Well, but I mean, you're stealing things. You're tricking us into taking back things that aren't even real, and that's not cool.
No. I'll come up there and explain it and talk to you about it. I don't have a 3D printer, a 3D printed ball. Or a basketball. Why would I take a basketball?
I don't know why you would do that. And like, I know you don't have a 3D printed ball because you gave it to us.
Sir, no, I do not. No, that is not me. That's not even my morality. That's not what I believe in.
Okay.
So
I mean,
don't disrespect me anymore over the phone.
No, I'm not trying to disrespect you. I'm just saying you're being kind of a motherfucker doing something like that.
Oh, yeah. You cursing too? Yeah, you're not professional enough to talk to me.
No,
sorry.
I'm not cursing. I'm just saying that. There he goes. All right. I've got one left on here that has not picked up on the gym list.
Hello?
Hello, Larry?
Yes, who is this?
This is Steve Dave from the gym. You checked out a basketball from us a couple days ago.
Yeah, number one. I gave it back.
Oh, yeah, no, I know. Yeah, wow, you remember the number and everything. That's weird. Yeah, we just, you know, we noticed that you played a little prank on us and you filled up the basketball with water. You let out all the air and filled it up with water. And can you please not, can you please not do that in the future?
I did what?
You let all the air out of the basketball and then you filled it up with water?
No, I did not do that.
Oh, no, you did. It's fine. We know that you did it. Just
no,
if you
no,
could,
who is this?
My name is Steve Dave. I already told you that. I just
are you pranking me or something? Because nobody fill up no water, no basketball, or no 24-hour fitness.
Well, you did. No, you did that. I'm just calling to ask you, please. Don't do it again,
right now, man. Don't call my phone playing.
I'm not playing. I'm just saying you're being kind of a major motherfucker. Because we had to like drain that all out, and there's still a little bit of water in there, even after we filled it back up with air.
You at this 24-hour fitness right now?
Yes.
I'll be up there.
Okay. Well, no, we don't need you coming up here. I'm just saying, like, please don't do it again. How do all these people remember the number of the basketball that they checked out? Like, that guy was from the 19th. Today's the 21st. The other ones were from earlier in the week. How do you remember which basketball number you checked out? That's weird.
Please leave your message for...
Well, Larry was the last one I can get to pick up, so I guess I am now done with this list as well. Thank you, anonymous person, for sending this to me. I'll come back to it one of these days soon and try the numbers that didn't pick up. Let's move on to the next thing. We've got a list here from MacDB. He says, RBCP, this is my second list. The first list was the one used in episode number 535 called Table Vandalism, and it was great. You almost made a girl cry. I don't remember doing that, but I do remember the Table Vandalism show. That was a lot of fun. He says he got this list of numbers from a draw drum that was carelessly left behind after a trade show, but he doesn't know what the draw was for, so they might only be good for hang up the phone calls or the mayor doesn't like you calls. I can do whatever I want with them, he says. So basically all I have here is a name and a phone number, and he was nice enough to tell me the name of the mayor in their town. That's good information to have. And he didn't tell me, like, where the trade show was located. I'm guessing he works there and he probably doesn't want to tell me that information. But, you know, if I had that, I could be like, yeah, you were at the so-and-so convention center. Not to complain or anything. I appreciate the numbers.
Hello?
Hello, Jamie?
Hi.
Hey there, this is Steve Dave from the convention center. You were at a convention over here recently. You know, we had that drawing and everything.
The what?
The drawing, the big drawing drum. You remember, right? Were you really that messed up that you don't remember?
No, I don't get messed up.
Can you speak up? Stop mumbling. I can't hear you.
I said, no, I don't get messed up, so I don't like people insinuating that I did.
Okay, no, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that, but do you know which convention I'm talking about? Like... You entered the drawing and everything.
No, I don't know any convention I was at in Regina.
Okay. Are you sure you're not just like super high or something right now?
Yes, I'm sure I'm not super high right now. And if this is how you're going to talk, you can lose my number.
No,
thank
no,
you.
I'm sorry. It's just we had an issue. There's a small issue. I just needed to ask you if like maybe next time you're here, could you please not be such a motherfucker?
Yeah, you can just lose my number.
Oh, you're mumbling again. What was that?
You can lose my number. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I don't want you to be angry or anything. I'm just saying we have a policy against motherfuckery, and you were being kind of a motherfucker that night. All right, that didn't work for figuring out where this place is.
Lionel speaking.
Hey, Lionel. This is Steve Dave. I work with at the mayor's office. For Mayor Charlie Clark.
Hi.
He wanted me to let you know that you've been being kind of a motherfucker around town, and just if you could please, just maybe cut down on the motherfuckery.
Okay, I will do that.
Okay, that'd be great. We'd really appreciate it. It's just, you know, there's a strict policy against being a motherfucker here in town.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Are you eating? What are you eating?
No, I'm not eating.
Oh, I thought I heard dishware.
No.
All right.
Just at the office desk here.
You what?
Just at the office desk.
Hey, I met you at the convention the other day. Do you remember the convention? We entered that contest together. That you know, where they draw our name out of a big drum thing and announce the winner, and you didn't win.
I know.
Do you remember that? Do you remember which convention that was?
I don't.
Well, how many things do you go to? Not a convention necessarily, just more like an event.
Lots.
It was just recently. You entered your name to win. Remember? Come on, don't be a motherfucker.
I can't recall it.
Well, shit. Shit.
Sorry.
It's okay. It's all right. I appreciate you trying to remember at least. I'll figure it out before I get to the end of this list.
Okay. Yeah, I go to tons of events with customers. So,
what kind of events do you go to?
All kinds of hosting opportunities with customers.
Oh, I see.
I think you're probably talking about something maybe at Thesboro.
Thesboro?
Yeah.
That's the name
I
of the...
That was an event there where I was with Charlie Clark.
Oh. Oh, yeah, Charlie. Oh, yeah. You know, between me and you, Charlie's kind of a motherfucker.
Okay, I'll keep that between us.
Okay, all right. I got to get going. I'm going to go stroke it.
Okay, sounds great.
All right, have a nice night.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah.
Well, damn it. He was trying to think of an event that was related to the mayor, so the event thing that he said was probably not the right event. Oh, well.
Hello, Roy here.
Hey, Roy?
Yes.
Hey, this is Charlie. I was just wanting to let you know that you're kind of a motherfucker and hang up the damn phone.
Why are you saying this?
No reason. Just, you know, it's just my opinion. Don't take it personally. I just think that you're kind of a motherfucker, and you better hang up that phone.
Well, I think you're the same.
Well, you're more of a motherfucker than me.
How do you know?
Because I can just tell you're a big motherfucker.
I may be big, yeah.
And a motherfucker.
Well, so are you, Charlie. So what's the problem?
Well, why don't you just hang up your damn phone?
Why don't you hang up yours?
I'm not going to hang it up. You hang it up. I ain't hanging up shit. Motherfucker.
You are hung up. Yeah, same to you, motherfucker.
No, I'm not a motherfucker at all. You take that back.
No. You take it back.
Look, just hang up your phone, okay? Just hang it up. I command you, hang up the phone.
So how do you hang up the phone?
I refuse to hang up the phone.
If your name is Charlie.
Oh, my name's Charlie, all right. And I ain't no motherfucker. You better just hang that phone right up.
What's that, Charlie?
You heard me. Did you put me on speaker?
Yeah, I did.
How come you did that?
I just want everybody in the room to hear you.
Okay. Hey, attention, everybody in the room. Roy is a big motherfucker.
What's your last name, Charlie?
I don't have to tell you that. I'm not giving my last name to a motherfucker. Who is
what
it?
What can I do for you, Charlie?
Who is it that you're letting hear that you're a motherfucker?
Doesn't matter.
Why doesn't it matter?
I just want to know that. I just want to know other people that to know that there's other people in the world that are just not very smart.
Are you saying that the people in the room don't matter? They're inconsequential.
Oh, no, I'm saying you don't matter.
Well, if I don't matter, why won't you hang up your damn phone?
Why do you want me to hang up, Charlie?
Because I order you to. You better hang that phone up.
And who are you? And who are you?
My name's,
to order anybody around.
My name's Charlie.
Yeah, well,
and,
Chuck.
And me being a...
Chuck E. Cheese, more like, eh?
Hey, take that back. Nobody calls me Chuck E. Cheese.
I just did.
You better not do it again.
Why not, Chucky?
Stop it, motherfucker.
Okay, you win, Charlie.
Do I? Yay, I won. And he called me Charlie at the end, too, so I double win. I didn't get called Chuck E. Cheese again.
Hello?
Hi, Christine? Hello? It's hard to hear you.
Oh, hi. Sorry. Just a second. I'm talking to you on my watch, and I just need to find my phone.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Get closer.
1 second.
Oh, okay.
One second.
Your watch sounds like shit.
Yes. Hello. Who's this?
Oh, hi there. This is Steve Dave. I'm with SaskTel.
Okay.
And I'm calling to let you know we're going to be changing your phone number tonight. Actually, we're going to change it in just a minute. This 24442 number, it's not going to work anymore. It's going to be a brand new phone number.
Pardon?
It's going to be a brand new phone number.
And what? Oh.
Why is he telling you to hang up? I guess her husband heard me say the shit word. I shouldn't have done that. I ruined it.
Hello, Grant.
Hey, Grant. This is Steve Dave from SaskTel.
Yes.
And I'm calling to let you know we're getting ready to change your phone number, the 7-0 number. We're going to be changing
that. No.
We're going to change it to a brand new number.
Why is that?
It's a high demand number. We're getting a lot of requests for it, so we're just going to free it up so someone else can have it.
Oh, you're joking, right?
No, I'm sorry. I do have your new phone number.
No, you're joking.
Oh, no, I wouldn't joke about something like this.
No, you're joking.
No, it's a high demand number.
Well, you're not doing it.
Oh, no, we have to.
That's too bad.
It's already done.
No.
It's,
no.
I got to click the button here, and it'll be...
I have over 400 employees. I've got over 4,000 customers. I'm a high-demand guy.
Well, they don't all
call you. I
don't
know who's more important than me. What's that?
Well, they don't all call you, though, right? Like, seems like email would be the better way to go.
Are you joking? You must be joking, right? It's like this is a joke, right?
No, I wouldn't joke about something like this. I was just trying to get you to understand. It's a high-demand number, the 7...
No, I'm going to phone the chair of SaskTel, is a very good buddy of mine. We are not doing this.
Oh, we have to.
We call Sled, Grant Cook. No, you're not doing it. I'm telling you.
No, I haven't.
We're done. You're going to lose 1,000 phones. That's what you're going to lose.
No,
so you go right ahead.
We won't lose 1,000 phone numbers. We're just going to.
I'm telling you.
We're just changing the number. That's
all. No, I'll move. I got to move my account to somebody else. I don't need to be SaskTel.
Okay, well,
how's that?
Look, you don't need to be a motherfucker.
How's
about
that,
it.
Pal?
You don't need to be a motherfucker. I'm just trying to give you your new phone number. This is like a standard thing.
Who is... You just swore at me?
No, I didn't swear at you. I just said
is a joke. This is recording. This is a joke.
A recording? I'm not a recording. What do you mean I'm a recording? Why are you calling me a recording?
Well, because this is absurd. I can't believe this.
Okay, well,
it's just like a joke. I'm being recorded. I'm being recorded or something.
If you say so. I'm just trying to give you your new phone number. And, like, if you don't have your new phone number, people aren't going to be able to call you.
It's not happening.
It's already happened.
I'm phoning SaskTel right now.
Look, it's already happened. I just put the work order in. It's happening. It's, like, going to take effect in within the next 5 minutes.
No, it's not, pal.
You're going to have...
I suspect this is fraud. This is fraud.
Look, I ain't your pal, motherfucker. And it's not fraud. It's like, we own the phone numbers, so we can change... That guy thinks he's a very important person. Can't change his phone number. He actually knows people at SaskTel, apparently.
Hello.
Hello, is Dave Brown? Hello? Is Dave Brown?
Yeah. Oh, I think maybe you have the wrong number.
Oh, this isn't Dave's number?
No, I'm afraid not. No Dave here.
Oh, they had a Dave on here, because I'm calling from SaskTel.
From SaskTel?
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, no. Yeah, no, this is more... is my name.
Okay, look, you don't need to lie to me. Don't be
well, what number are you calling?
Don't be a motherfucker. I'm calling the 9464 number.
No, this is not 9464. You've got
no, this
is 9464.
No, this is 9464, right?
Well, that's my number, all right.
Yeah,
no Dave here.
No, we look, you don't need to lie to me. You're being kind of a motherfucker, sir.
I'm afraid not. No, you got something confused here.
I don't know. Like, our records don't lie. Like, I'm looking in the computer. Your number is registered to Dave.
No. Something wrong.
Do you get other calls for Dave?
No, I haven't. This is the first one.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and change your...
You say you're from SaskTel?
Correct. Yeah, I'm from SaskTel. We're going to go ahead and change your phone number right now, and we're going to give this one to Dave.
No, you're not. No, you can't change my number. You're not with SaskTel, obviously.
I'm a what? It's hard to hear you. Can you speak up?
I said you're not with SaskTel.
Oh, no, I'm definitely with SaskTel, but I'm going to change your phone number because this one is supposed to belong to Dave. I'm going to give you a new phone number.
Oh, no, you're not.
Oh, yes, I am. I'm doing it right now. I'm putting the order in to have it completely changed.
Okay, you go ahead. You're not with SaskTel.
You're going to have a new area code and everything.
Thank you.
We're going to give you a number in Florida. This list came in 9 days ago, so maybe it's a convention from a couple weeks ago. That's what I need to say. The convention a couple weeks ago.
Hello.
Dean, I'm calling about the convention from a couple weeks ago.
Okay, sorry, who is it?
Do you remember the one? I met you at the convention. You submitted your name and phone number to me to put into the drum for the drawing. Do you remember?
You're going to have to remind me which one.
How many drawings have you entered recently? It was just a couple weeks ago, maybe 3, 4, 5, 6, Not that long ago.
Well, you're going to have to be specific about which one. I attend lots of things.
Okay. Seems like everyone does. Okay. Look, I'm just calling because the person that owns the convention center, he wanted me to call you up and ask you if next time you're here, could you please not be such a motherfucker?
Thanks for calling.
What do you mean, thanks for calling? I'm more than halfway through the list at this point. So I think it kind of doesn't matter where the convention was or what it was.
Steve speaking.
Hello, Steve. This is Roy from SaskTel.
Hi.
How
can I help you?
Well, we were looking into your account because I guess they've been monitoring a lot of your phone calls, just for quality assurance, and they noticed that the people you've been calling, you've been being kind of a motherfucker to them. And we don't allow that on our network.
So what?
They just wanted me to give you a call and ask if when you do use our phone network, could you please not be a motherfucker? Not for the outgoing calls, at least. Because we have.
Who am I speaking with?
My name is Roy. I'm a representative with SaskTel. We just have a policy against that on our network. It's like a company policy.
I'm taking exception to what you're saying now because that has been the case.
What, that you have been being a motherfucker?
Yeah, I'm really struggling with this conversation, Roy. I'll be honest with you.
Okay, well, no, I'm just saying, like, in the future, when you make calls on your phone, over SaskTel lines, could you please not be a motherfucker?
Yeah, can I speak to your boss, please?
I can put Carol. Roy? I can put Carol on. That's my immediate supervisor right now.
Is her name Carol Courtney?
No, it's Carol Gersberms.
Okay.
Do you need to talk to the supervisor? Because she's kind of busy.
No, I want to speak to your manager, please. I don't like the way you're talking to me, making these accusations, because it's not true.
I wasn't trying to make accusations. I was just saying that when you were making phone calls, you were being a motherfucker. So they asked me to call you and ask you to please not do that.
Yeah, I'm ending this call. I don't like this call at all.
I can put Carol on. Do you want to talk to Carol?
No, I'm done with you.
Okay.
Thanks, Roy.
I know, but that's why I could put Carol on. Darn, I ruined the opportunity for him to talk to Carol.
Hello, Aiden speaking.
Hi, I was calling for Susan.
Yeah, for sure. Just give me a second.
All right.
Hello?
Hi, Susan.
Speaking.
Hey, I'm calling from the convention hall. You were at a convention here not too long ago. You entered your number into the drum for a drawing and all that.
What convention is this?
Oh, man, I don't know. I just run the convention venue. But
which convention venue?
The one here in Saskatoon. But look, you were sitting at a table, and you used a knife and carved your name into the table. And it says...
No.
Oh, no, that was... No. It was definitely you. It says Susan was here. Like, can you please not do that?
No, that's not my name.
Next time... What do you mean it's not your name? It's right... Well, however you pronounce it, it's a weird last name. It's like a weird foreign name.
No. Where are you calling from?
From the convention... Convention office. Offices. I'm in the office.
What's your name?
Up by the convention. Look, we just need you to not be a motherfucker next time you're here, basically. Can you please...
Is this a prank call?
No, I wouldn't prank call you. I'm just asking you if you could please, in the future, refrain from being a motherfucker.
How did you get my number?
Because it's here on the list.
I think that you're making this up. I don't think anybody ever calling from a place of business would ever call a customer who had been there, whether they carved their name in the table or not, a motherfucker. And you also are not even using the right name of a convention center in Saskatoon. Don't call me again.
Okay, look, you're being... Got called out. Okay. I was hoping to make another girl cry since MacDB liked that so much last time. But sorry, MacDB, I just got called a lying motherfucker instead.
Lori speaking.
Hey, Lori, this is Greg from SaskTel. And
yeah?
we're able to see the location of your phone and everything. We noticed you were hanging out in areas where a lot of motherfuckery takes place. And
really? Yeah. Are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious.
Get lost.
And what?
Get lost.
What do you mean, get freak. Lost? What? Freak? Why would you call me a freak? Oh, my God. I don't even know where I was going with that, but she sure shut it down quick.
Hello?
Dave.
Yes?
It's Steve. I met you at the convention a couple weeks ago.
Convention.
It was one of those conventions, networking, all that crap. You gave me a business card.
Okay.
I just wanted to let you know, I thought you were kind of a motherfucker.
I'm not following your questioning.
Oh, it wasn't a question. I'm just stating that you were kind of a motherfucker when I met you.
And I'm wondering where you're going with this.
I just took a black Sharpie and I wrote motherfucker across your business card.
Okay, and how does that make you feel?
Better. Better about having to deal with such a motherfucker.
And your purpose for calling?
Just to let you know that you are a motherfucker.
Well, I'm sure that this is really making your day on Election Canada Day.
Yeah, well, it just
you
makes
should
me...
probably be running for. You should probably be running for politics with your astute commentary and assessment of where things are at.
That's a good idea. Maybe I will. I mean, not that I usually take advice from a motherfucker, but maybe.
Well, maybe you should also take advice about meeting me face to face to discuss what you think you're so smart about.
Oh, no, I don't think I'm super smart or anything. I just think that you're a motherfucker. And I don't want to meet face to face.
No, because you're a coward. Well, you're hiding behind a phone call.
Well, no, it's just that it would be a lot of effort to, you know, just go out and meet you and tell you at your face that you're a motherfucker. It's more about effort.
You'd be afraid to deal with it, too, because you're a coward.
No, it's not that. If I ever see you at the convention again, I will definitely come up and I'll...
You're definitely a coward.
No, I'll come up and I'll say hello and I'll shake your hand and I'll say, I'm the one that thinks you're a motherfucker.
Oh, will you now?
Yeah.
I'm sure that you'll regret that.
No, like, there's no reason to take this personally. It's just my personal opinion.
Oh, I'm not at all. Because it's coming from somebody who is absolutely a coward and doesn't know what they're dealing with.
I'm not trying to be a coward. I'm just saying that you're a motherfucker.
You're not trying. You are actually a coward.
Do you seriously want me to drive to your house just to call you a motherfucker? That'd be kind of awkward.
Wouldn't it, though?
But it's so much easier just to make a phone call and just be done with it.
Yeah. Well, then are you done with it?
Yeah. I just wanted to call you a motherfucker. Now hang up the damn phone.
Okay. Oh, well, you're the one who called.
Yeah, well, you're the one that's going to hang up the phone.
Well, I'm sure you're enjoying your call.
I am. I mean, I feel so much better. Yeah. I got it out of my system.
So this makes your world go round, right?
Well, I wouldn't necessarily say that. I just wanted to let you know that I think you're a motherfucker. I like to speak my mind.
Wouldn't you say it's rather shallow just to make a phone call to tell somebody that?
No, I think it's brutal honesty, and it's good for you. It's character building. If you know you're a motherfucker, maybe you'll take steps to improve. So you're welcome.
And what would make you think I should improve?
So you wouldn't be such a motherfucker in the future.
Oh, really? And that's the extent of your conversation, is you're limited to a couple of words?
No, I've used more than a couple of words in this conversation.
Very descriptive, right?
Yeah, I guess. Look, just hang up the damn phone.
Yeah.
Hang it up. I order you to hang up the phone.
No, you're the one that called.
I know, but you're the one that has to hang up.
No, actually, I don't.
That way I won't have
you
to pay for the call. Like, it'll be a...
You are.
It's a way to trick the phone company. That if you hang up, I won't have to pay for this.
Right. Wrong. Just keep on the conversation. It's such an enlightening, illuminating conversation, speaking to someone like you.
But don't you have something better to do? Do you have something better to do than?
Oh, I'm watching election results while you're telling me how brilliant you are.
No, I never claim to be brilliant. I'm actually not that intelligent, believe it or not. I just simply wanted to call and tell you that you are a motherfucker.
And hopefully that makes you feel better.
And yeah, we already covered that
really
part of
important
it.
Thing.
We already covered that.
Yeah, it's really important that you feel good.
Yes, I feel great now. I feel really good. I just want you to hang up the phone, though.
Good.
Just hang up.
No, I won't hang it up. I'll leave it open for you to continue the dialogue.
No, I don't want to continue the dialogue. I want you to hang up. Hang up that damn phone.
No, won't do it.
I order you to hang up the telephone.
Well, that's fine. You can order all you want.
Will you please hang up the telephone?
You're the guy who made the call. You're the one who made the call. You're the one who's going to have to hang up.
Oh, I'm not hanging up shit. You can't make me hang up anything.
Likewise.
Hello, this is Carol. I'm the SaskTel operator. Is there some sort of a problem happening here?
What the hell? Why are you on our line? I'm trying to talk to this motherfucker.
Excuse me, sir. There's no reason for you to be talking to me like that.
Can you believe this, Dave? Some operator just popped in on the line.
Oh, I believe it. Because they're tracking your call.
What do you want, operator? Like, why are you...
That's why I'm keeping this line open, so they can track you.
Dave, are you the owner of this line? Like, is there a problem? I don't understand what's happening here. Why was I brought in?
I have no idea why you were brought in, but you should ask the caller.
Okay, caller, why? Well, I don't know how he would even know. Like, I don't understand what's going on here. Do you two need anything?
I don't need anything. Dave needs some help. He needs help not being a motherfucker anymore.
So that was the caller.
I know. I'm the caller.
Are you able to track him?
Yeah, we see where both of you are. Like, we can tell what number the call's coming from and going to here at SaskTel.
Okay, and when you track the call where it's coming from,
yes,
the abusive language that person has expressed, I'd like you to send the cops in to deal with it.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, even if it is abusive language, there's not much we can do if you are, in fact, a motherfucker. Were you being a motherfucker?
Mm. So now you've jumped into the caller's bed.
Well, no, I wouldn't say I've jumped into the bed. I'm just saying you sound like kind of a motherfucker. And if he's calling you a motherfucker, it's within his rights to call you a motherfucker for being a motherfucker. If you weren't a motherfucker, it'd be a different story.
Well done. Well done. The two of you are exemplary in your conduct.
Okay, well, I'm just doing my job, sir. I'm just letting you know that it seems like you're being kind of a motherfucker.
Thank you, operator, for backing me up. I appreciate it. It looks like the operator is on my side, Dave.
I'm not on either of your sides. I'm just doing my job here. If you guys don't need anything else, I can release the line. Hello? Dave, say something. Don't be a motherfucker.
Hello, Dave? Dave? Dave, what happened? You're not talking.
Hello, Dave? Dave, this is Carl. I work over at the mayor's office. Dave, hello? Dave, I'm the janitor over here at the mayor's office. And the mayor wanted me to let you know that you're a motherfucker. Dave, how's the election going?
Dave, hang up that phone. Dave! Okay, fine, I'll pay for it. I'm hanging up. I hung up. I'm not going to sit on the line if Dave's not even going to talk to me.
Can't look better. Hello?
Hello, Scott?
Yeah.
It's Steve Dave from the convention center office. You were here at a convention a couple weeks ago?
Where are you? The convention center office.
Well, I'm just up in the office. They wanted me to call you up and let you know that you were being kind of a motherfucker when you were here. And just find out if maybe in the future, like for other conventions you attend here, could you not be such a motherfucker?
I haven't been to a convention.
It was several weeks ago. We're just now calling you because we've had a lot to do. But you were just being like a real motherfucker.
What convention was it?
What's all that noise? I hear a lot of noise. Where are you at?
I'm in a bus.
You're in a bus?
Yeah.
Can you put it on speaker?
Yeah. No.
Why not? Put it on speaker real quick.
No, who am I actually speaking to?
My name is Steve Dave. I work here at the convention center.
Which convention center?
Well, I just work in the office. I don't work in the actual convention area. It's just the office.
In what city are you talking about?
Regina?
Regina? I haven't been to Regina for a month.
Oh, no, it's pronounced Regina. But the convention took place. It didn't take place here. I just work in the office. I'm trying to explain that to you. But
okay, and where was the convention?
Look, just like all conventions, just every convention that you go to, could you please not be such a motherfucker?
I don't know that I ever was such a one, but...
Oh, no, you definitely were. We had complaints that you were being a real motherfucker.
And where was the convention? That's what I need to know.
Well, it doesn't matter. Just,
I was pretty sure I wasn't.
It's a good rule of thumb just to not be a motherfucker ever.
I don't think that I am.
Right, you don't think you are, but like other people were saying differently.
And who would that be?
Just people in general. Like, they didn't know you or anything. You're getting hung up on the details. I'm just asking you, please, please don't be a motherfucker in our convention centers. We own several convention centers in the area.
In you know what?
In Regina.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Regina and the outlying cities.
I don't go to conventions.
Yeah, it wasn't so much a convention. It was more of an event.
What was the event?
You entered a contest. In fact, that was one of the complaints was specific to the, you know, you entered a drawing to try and win something. They said you were, like, the guy that was running the drawing stuff, he said that you were a real motherfucker about the whole thing.
Oh, man. This is kind of a rude call. There's nothing that pertains to me.
Okay, well, I'm not trying to be rude. I'm just saying that you were being a real motherfucker. That's all.
And no, I don't even know what you're talking about, man. You're way off topic and way off line.
No, I'm completely on topic. I'm letting you know that you were a real motherfucker.
Well, there's no basis behind that.
I'm sorry, what's that?
I said there's no basis behind that.
Well, it's just a popular opinion that you were being a real motherfucker at the event.
And what events are you talking about?
Hello, this is Carol. I'm the SaskTel operator breaking into your call here. Am I speaking with Scott?
Yeah, you are, yeah.
Okay, Scott, we need to run a quick test on the line. Can you put your phone on speaker?
Well, I don't want to put my phone on speaker after talking to that guy.
Oh, no, it's fine. I disconnected him. We won't say anything. It's just a quick test.
I'm not going to put my
put it on speaker. Oh, come on. No, don't be a motherfucker.
Who are you folks? I don't get it.
I'm the SaskTel operator. I just got a report that there was trouble on the line, and you were using curse words. And I just popped in to make sure. Okay, there he goes.
That was the last number on the list. Is that really where I want to end it? Was this show any good, you guys? It kind of seems like it was a real motherfucker of a show. So I'm just going to hope for the best. I'll find out when I go back to edit it. But that's going to do it for today's show. Thank you, MacDB, for sending in the list. He claims that he has another 100 numbers to send me from the same batch. And I guess these are like handwritten, you know, on a piece of paper. And he's actually typing them all out for me. So thank you for that, MacDB. I hope I didn't disappoint you with these.
Hey, Brad. It's me, John Balls Terrific. Hey, when are you coming to Hershey, Pennsylvania? We should have a meetup there. There's Hershey Park.
Probably
you
never.
You ride roller coasters and big weed and projectile vomit at each other.
That sounds
and whoever else shows up.
Great.
You know, have a fucking palooza! Anyway, love you, BB.
All
and
right.
Everybody.
Yeah,
listening.
Okay, bye.
Everybody's awesome.
Maybe in 2023 I will. I'll probably have some free time around then. Thanks for your other 5 voicemails. I didn't listen to them.
Hello, Brad. This is DeAndre calling from Kazakhstan.
Hey.
I think it'd be cool if you did a prank where you call up people from the Homeowners Association and let them know that you're participating in an exchange program where each person's required to have one Syrian refugee stay with them for a month. And if they don't do it, they'll be fined.
Okay.
And also, I want to
play. I totally didn't do that several years ago. What? What's happening? Oh, jeez. What is this? All right.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
Guitar. That was great. Good job.
Hey, Brad. It's Dan from Minnesota.
Hey, Dan.
I've been listening for a few years, and I just wanted to say I really love what you're doing.
Thanks, Dan.
You really make me smile a lot, make me laugh a lot. It's a good time. Just became a Patreon. Hope everybody else does that, Cactus Cactus. Also, I wanted to ask, how do you determine meetup locations, and would you consider doing a meetup in Minneapolis? Question mark.
Okay.
Thanks, Brad. Keep up the good work. Cactus, cactus, cactus.
Well, the Chicago meetup was not my idea. Actually, none of the meetups have been my idea except for Portland. In Chicago, I just wanted to go up and see Laugh Track Matt. It was just going to be a me visiting Laugh Track Matt thing. And then G-Ad got word of that. And he's like, oh, hey, Brad, I'm going to come up too. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun. Next thing I know, G-Ad's inviting the entire world to come and hang out with me and Laugh Track Matt. And that's how the Chicago thing happened, 2 years in a row. And then soon after that, I think it was Laugh Track Matt that decided on San Jose. Is that right? I don't know why Laugh Track Matt would want to go to San Jose, but I think that's what happened. Maybe just because Nick Caesar was nearby. But now we've got San Jose happening again in 2020. I still don't know if I'm going to be there, but Dwight's going to be there and a bunch of other people are going to be there that were there last year. So I'm going to do my best to go to that again. And it's hard for me to get out of the state of Oregon right now because I'm on probation. I got in trouble a couple years ago for doing prank calls, and I'm now on federal probation. I have to get permission to leave the state, which makes it kind of difficult for me to plan meetups outside of the state of Oregon, so I can never guarantee that I'm going to be anywhere. But after my probation is over, starting in late 2022, I think I might just drive around the country and do a bunch of impromptu meetups. I've been wanting to do that for years, and now I can't.
Yo, what's up, bud? You know what? In fact, we did a show last night.
You don't
I did
say.
A lot of prank calls and shit like that. So, yeah, I'm just telling you, bro.
Okay, thanks.
I posted that fucking shit on the Facebook page.
Whoever the fuck you are.
The whole...
Oh, it must be the dead, of course. Okay. Look at the dead, just assuming everyone's gonna know who the fuck he is.
To fucking posted it, too. So, you know, it was the Dead and A-Some show, so, you know, it's cool, though. It was cool. We had a lot of fun.
Are you sure it was cool? I mean,
we're gonna do it some more, too. Episode 2 is probably gonna come out sometime next week. So, yeah. Okay, bye.
Okay, the Dead. He has apparently posted a show. I remember seeing that posted in the PLA group.
Hey, Brad, it's Gloria.
Oh, hey, Gloria.
I know it's been forever. I'm sorry, but I'm back, and I'm going to be listening, like, all the time. And
you're always
I'm
back.
Voicemail, so the wrath of
you're always leaving and then coming back.
Yeah, is back. And I hope you got the picture I drew. It's man. And I'm going to start doing some cool drawings like this. You know, stepping it up from my old drawings, for sure. But I was thinking of a good idea that you should do for a call, and I was thinking you should pit a neighborhood against each other. Find a neighborhood, go on White Pages, just like call one house and say you're calling from another house, and be like, did you hear about so-and-so down the street? And like make everyone mad at each other, like just start neighborhood drama. Like, I don't know, maybe say like one of the neighbors is a Nazi or something. I don't know.
Get some people to shoot each other. That'd be awesome.
But I love you, Tampa Brad, and I'll be leaving a bunch of voicemails. And, yeah, hope to see you at Christmas. Lovingly, your granddaughter, Gloria.
Google Voice says that your name is Oreo, not Gloria, just so you know. But, yeah, let's get a whole homeowners association all pissed off at each other. Maybe they'll kill each other. It'll be like that movie Needful Things. Best idea ever. Thanks, Gloria.
Hi, Brad. Mike calling you from Belize.
Hey, Mike.
I was listening to some of your previous recording on one question you asked a caller who left a message. He told her he was in jail and he's now out on probation, on a parole rather. And you asked him why his phone call, you wondered why his phone call was so fucked up on goggles. Well, the reason why is because he has people eavesdropping on his call. Remember why he's the funny same like you. And then another question, in your show you ask the question, you wonder why people don't want garbage truck in front of their houses. Well, I will ask you a question and this will answer your question. What have six wheels and flies?
The answer, a garbage truck.
Oh. The stench, the stinkness, the flies. What has two wheels and flies? The supervisor following the garbage truck. Bye, Brad. Say hi to King Richard. Bye.
Hi.
Greetings from Belize.
Hi, King
Mike
Richard.
Belize. Oh.
King Richard, Mike says hi.
Hi, Brad. Matt, the manager here.
Oh, hey, Matt.
I wanted to compliment you on your latest show, Cross the Lines or Cross Cactus or whatever the fuck that was. It was amazing. I loved it.
Thank you.
I especially love the enhanced kind of CSI shit you're pulling with that guy who's in the background telling his wife to shut the fuck up. That was fantastic. I know you love suggestions, but the only suggestion I would like to make is just to make it sound a little bit more believable. Maybe having your own personal soundboard where you can be like, are there two people on the line? This is crazy. What's going on here? So you could overlap with Carol and make it sound more like there are two actual people there. But you're doing a fantastic job with that. It's very believable.
Thank you.
Amazing. That's all. And P.S. Micro Corgi, keep your fucking name, Micro Corgi. It's an amazing name. It's a
beautiful. Really is.
I love it.
Come on. Right.
Bye.
I've never known anyone else to be named Micro Corgi, but, you know, whatever.
Hey, Brad, it's Barcode. Heard you mention on the show a couple days ago about the Breaking Bad movie, how much you're excited for it. Just want to see what you thought of it, man. I enjoyed it pretty good myself. Just want to see what your thoughts on it were.
It's all right.
I'm pretty sure you'll have a few voicemails asking you that. Fuck that. All right, bye.
No, I think you're the only person to ask me that. I thought it was okay. It was just like watching another episode of Breaking Bad. It didn't really seem movie-worthy. It was just more like another episode of Breaking Bad. But that's okay. I enjoyed it. It was fun to watch. I couldn't believe that Aunt Marie actually murdered somebody, and Walt Jr. does meth now. That's crazy. I didn't know they were going to go in that direction. But good stuff. I highly recommend it to anyone that's into Breaking Bad. I've still got tons of voicemails, but fuck it. I need to get to sleep. It's getting late. As I'm recording this right now, it's 10:30 at night. I don't think I'm going to get the show out tonight, so that kind of sucks. Maybe I will. I don't know if I have it in me to stay up too much longer. I hope you all enjoyed it, though. I had fun doing it. Thank you to the sponsors of today's show, like Dirty Syringe and JT, high school graduate Chris J, and The Real Crazy Kraz. If you'd like to support the show and get extra shows every single week, it's really easy to do. Just go to patreon.com/phonelosers and sign up. I'm going to end today's show with a song that was posted on the PLA Facebook group by Bill. This is a cover of the Telephone Line song, originally done by ELO. This is Puddle's Pity Party, you know, the weird clown guy. Thank you for posting this, Bill. This is pretty good.
Hello. How are you? Have you been all right? Through all the lonely, 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 lonely nights. That's what I'd say. I'd tell you everything if you pick up that telephone. Hey, how you feeling? Are you still the same? Don't you realize the things we did were all for real? Not a dream. I just can't believe they're all fading out of view. Look in.